And this victory means so much to these Spanish fans. For so many tournaments, Spain have been considered among the favourites, but for so many years, they crashed and burned, and the team came home completely dejected and utterly disappointed. But they pulled it off this time, and for the fans, this is huge.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, with this hot weather and all the people all around us, it's just spectacular. I mean, I never thought the day that Spain would win the World Cup. It's just a dream come true.
Well, we're going to be in a position later on today to put a containment cap over the well. And this containment cap will have the ability to actually close down valves and slowly contain all the oil. Once we do that, we'll know how much pressure is actually in the well. That could lead to one of two positive outcomes. It could tell us that the well is withholding the pressure, and we could actually shut the well in, or just cap it, if you will. And if there's a need that we can produce oil and have enough platforms up on the surface where we can contain all the oil and produce it. Either way, those are two pretty good outcomes.
The Swiss authorities requested for court records from the United States. That request was rejected. And because of that, the Swiss authorities say, quote, considering the persisting doubts concerning the presentation of the facts of the case, the request has to be rejected. This is a big blow to the prosecutor's case in L.A.
I heard and felt a thump. It was like a transformer blowing, but it was more felt through the legs. It's a very surreal vision. You don't see your car nose down, trunk up, in a hole. It looked like someone picked it up and went in a hole. And it was that fast. You were watching the car slowly sink. It was spinning a little bit and then sinking a little bit. And it sunk. That one time it moved probably 5 feet. It dropped 5 feet.